This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Republican Nikki Haley is pausing her campaign for the presidency. The former South Carolina governor picked up just one win on Super Tuesday in Vermont. Her exit sets up a Biden-Trump rematch. More on that coming up. A new storm could begin by later on tonight in the Pikes Peak region and continue through Friday. Rain and snow is in the forecast, says Storm Tracker 13 Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews.
Clouds move back into the region by Thursday as another storm system moves into the Rockies, triggering snow showers for our local mountain cities. A few rain showers around Colorado Springs on Thursday with a transition to all snow Thursday evening through Friday, triggering heavier snow across the region that will really yield some impacts across our local mountain cities and certainly around Colorado Springs with good 2 to 4 inches of snow possible.
Mary says before that new storm, it is really dry around here, and any wind at all will present some fire danger. Most areas today will reach in the 50s with low humidity and some wind. She says that combination makes it easy for a fire to start, though unlikely to spread fast. You may want to rethink your backcountry plans this weekend. That warning comes with a new storm that's coming, inching closer and closer to Colorado. Expect a blanket of mountain snow up to 6 to 18 inches is likely to trigger a high avalanche danger for Friday and Saturday. But that's not the only problem. Turns out persistent slab and avalanches are plaguing the state. This is when that thin layer of weak snow can't support the weight of the bigger snowpack. And the top layer slips. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center posted about this yesterday on social media, calling them the most dangerous and destructive.
Super Tuesday voting has concluded, and the 2024 Colorado presidential primary election results are in. President Joe Biden won the Democratic primary, coming out ahead of Dean Phillips and Marianne Williamson. As of this morning, Trump had won 12 of 13 races called, only losing Vermont to former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. President Biden also racked up victories in every place holding elections except for American Samoa. Well, more ballots are being counted in El Paso County, but not as many as expected. New data shows voter turnout for yesterday's election hitting nearly 33%, falling short of the 50% the clerk and recorder was hoping for. That's also less than in 2020. Still, the results are the same as statewide, with President Biden winning the Democratic primary and former President Trump winning the Republican primary.
Let's go down to this Josh Helmuth story. It's kind of interesting. It's an early heads up for drivers right here in El Paso County.
Crews plan to close Meridian Road north of Falcon from March 18th through the 29th. The idea is to do it during School District 49 spring break so it won't impact school traffic. Work will be going on between Rex Road and Antler Ridge Drive to widen the area and relocate a gas line. Now, again, the road will reopen March 30th in time for kids to head back to school the following Monday. Josh Helmuth, KRDO News Radio.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the wildfires that have torched the panhandle are nothing short of catastrophic. Mark Mayfield has the story.
He toured the area Tuesday by helicopter. The smokehouse fire, now the largest in Texas history, and 70% of Hemp Hill County has burned. Dozens of families have been displaced, and the fires have been deadly. The chief of the Fritch Volunteer Fire Department died while battling a structure fire. The governor also put out an urgent call for hay. He says the cattle that survived are starving. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Again, Southern Colorado facing another high fire day today. Most areas reaching the 50s with low humidity and blowing winds. The U.S. Postal Service is issuing a stamp honoring former First Lady Betty Ford. The official unveiling will take place this afternoon at the White House with the First Lady, Jill Biden. Ford served as First Lady from 1974 to 1977 and went on to raise awareness of addiction issues, serving as the first chair of the Betty Ford Center.
Partly cloudy skies here for your Wednesday. Temperatures will be a little bit warmer today. We'll climb back into the upper 50s for Colorado Springs, about 64 in Pueblo. Bigger changes on the way for Thursday into Friday. Likely to see rain and snow showers Friday afternoon and evening before switching over to snow overnight into Friday morning. Afternoon highs tomorrow will be in the upper 40s for Colorado Springs and the mid-50s for Pueblo. We'll drop into the 30s and low 40s by Friday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.